Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 109.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. You know something? Accidents can happen, and it can have a major financial impact on your business. What happens if you install an app and it messes up your theme, or you upload a product catalog with errors, or even worse, a store collaborator deletes product images by mistake? The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. Untrue. Myth busted. Shopify has no native backups. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. Rewind should be the first app you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. The Rewind app is trusted by over 30,000 businesses, from side hustlers to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade or Movement Watches. And best of all, respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month of backups absolutely free. Protect your business, get peace of mind with Rewind Backups. Download the app today from the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Dan LeBlanc, who is the CEO and founder, maybe co-founder, of Dacity. And they're a first and only data platform that has been built exclusively for direct-to-consumer brands by industry leaders in the direct-to-consumer space. We're going to learn a lot about their technology. It's very proprietary. The way their data model empowers merchants with strategic insights that really help move you beyond just the basic reporting that's available through analytics or through the Shopify admin, really to help drive your business forward. Let's jump in and learn a lot more from Dan today. So hi, Dan. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Glad to be here. Really love your show and excited to be here.
I mentioned a tiny bit at the top of the show, but on a high level, what does Dacity do and what problem does it aim to solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So at Dacity, we really focus on helping merchants become data-driven. We think being data-driven helps you make better and faster decisions. And the challenge is, how do you do that? When you're a merchant, you have a couple of different problems with all of the data that you have. First is, how do I get the data out of all these different technologies? If you're on Shopify, you are certainly using a whole bunch of certified apps and maybe other apps, and they don't necessarily talk to each other. So how do I go and make it easy to go get the data out of each of these different platforms? Then once I have the data, I have to combine it all. And that's really challenging. That's, you know, you have to really think about, how do I take maybe marketing data and join it to my order data and my fulfillment data and my email data? And how do I put it all together in a way that's really meaningful and gives me the insight that I need? And then that last piece is, now that I have all that data and I've put it all together, how do I make it easy to digest? And usually that means using some sort of visualization or some sort of tool that allows me to summarize and see the data in a way that I can really take actionable and meaningful results.
And one thing I've noticed too is, I have a lot of brands that look at their data and sometimes they get a little bit overwhelmed because they're unfortunately forced to have to go into each individual solution and then try to disseminate the information as it relates overall to the scope of their business. You know, we talk about this multi-channel world that we're living in now, where people are selling in marketplaces, they're selling through social media, they're selling on their own property, they're on Amazon, they're on Walmart, they're all over the place. find it really challenging for brands to make great decisions based on knowing they have to be in a multi-channel world, and they know that they have to interact in the channels where their customers are, and through like push notifications or text or email or Facebook. It's all these, there's a lot of interesting challenges that are on right now. And it sounds like that's what the Audacity is doing to assist these brands.
That's exactly right. So I think about one of the merchants that we started working with about 2 years ago. Most of their sales are on Shopify, but they also have a number of other channels. And their founder was spending 2 hours a day downloading information into a spreadsheet, different spreadsheets, trying to put them all together. And when you think of a founder, every morning you're waking up and spending 2 hours just to try and see how you did better. Well, what we've done is we've created all these connectors, but as well, the logic that puts all that data together. And so when we were able to deliver to him a platform that said, you don't have to do that every morning, you just go log into our platform and that data is there. You think of the power that that actually creates for that founder, because no longer does he have to spend 2 hours thinking about how just to see what he did. He can really start thinking about, I've got this data, how do I make better decisions? And so you take that 2 hours and say, how do I grow my business versus just trying to be able to go put it together and have insight into what happened? And so that's really, really important. You need to be able to have a platform that enables you to gain that time and effort so you can apply that effort to making your business grow versus just trying to understand what you've been doing.
And so I understand that the whole platform has actually been built all because the founding team being involved in the direct-to-consumer market, and they have a lot of empathy of what sort of strategy, tactics, reporting, and just all these sort of things that I think are really important. Are you able to dig into some of the details behind the founding team?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's interesting about Audacity is we actually all work in e-commerce. The founding team are all ex-Provide Commerce employees. And I know many of you have not heard of Provide Commerce, but we were a brand that it was basically a company that owned a number of brands in the gifting space. Pro Flowers, Sherry's Berries, Red Envelope, Personal Creation. Mm-hmm. And we were really big. We got sold to FTD in 2014, and we were doing about $750 million a year in revenue. Mm-hmm. And you imagine when you're a company focused on basically gifting, just gifting for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to be scale. You had to be built with the capability of really having a peak scale that was massive. So we would deliver 1.4 million flowers for Mother's Day. And my role at Provide Commerce was to run all of customer analytics, email analytics, anything to do with data was sort of my purview. And so being a company that large, we faced the challenges that many of the merchants we work with today are facing as well. We've kind of been there. We've been in your shoes. How do you get that analytical rigor? How do you go think about this type of analysis? Mm-hmm. And so what happened for us as a company is a number of individuals that were at FTD went to these upstart Shopify brands that people have heard of, like Movement Watches and Rothy's and Campari, and all were key members of those teams. And they were, hey, I need the data that I used to be able to have at Pro Flowers. How do I get that level of insight into my business? And so they basically said, hey, Dan, can you help us? Uh-huh. And that's how Audacity was founded. We basically built the company off of people that we knew needing and wanting to be really analytical and really intelligent around how they ran their business, and took the experience that we had running this large e-commerce business and have tried to make that something that any brand of any size has access to.
Right. I'm looking right now at some of the connected tech partners, and I think that's one topic that comes up quite a bit, is that a lot of brands will already have existing tech that they're quite happy with, but maybe the reporting part of it, or the actionable reporting in this particular case, and a single source of truth. We'll talk about, I think, customer data platform in a few minutes, but you know, I take a look at some of the major players in the Shopify ecosystem, being Klaviyo, being one of them, Attentive for SMS personalization. I see Emarsys is listed in there, Gorgeous for CRM. Nacelle, if you're doing any headless commerce, because that's another big area. OmniSend, Order Groove. I mean, the list goes on and on. Recharge payments, and I can see a lot of Yotpo. These are massive technology partners that are integral to the reasons why brands are so successful on Shopify. I mean, I talk about a lot on the show is that Shopify's core platform does at least 80% of commerce for most brands. It's that final 20% needs to be filled in with, you know, some technology partners. And it's great to see that you've made some decisions and probably moving forward, even adding more partners onto your network based on the channels and the connected tech. I just think that's really exciting that that's the journey you're going down. You're really helping these brands.
Absolutely. One of the core pieces that we think about is this Shopify ecosystem and the other certified apps and how we want to be able to let any brand that uses one of the certified apps or some of the other really large apps that aren't in that ecosystem yet, be able to combine all their data. And it's really important because you see this diversity. So, you know, as you're talking about email and SMS, hugely important.
Yes.
And you have to keep email. Email is super critical as a retention marketing channel, but we're seeing a huge proliferation in SMS performing really well. Mm-hmm. And if you're a consumer, you want to be able to sort of choose, right? Mm-hmm. But what's really interesting about those is we've kind of give you the ability to combine your SMS data with your email data. And that's what's really interesting about this from sort of taking those two different platforms and be able to put them into one view. So as I think about things around email, like what is my, or SMS, it's things around that kind of performance, right? That type of performance in terms of, am I sending an SMS and an email to the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Are they performing better in one for the other? Should I choose? Those are really difficult if you're using a SMS platform that is not connected to your email platform. That's really hard at the customer level to go and understand. And with a tool like ours, that's something that you're able to do. So that's for a marketing person. So as I think about these different people within the organization needing different access to information, so your retention marketing, you want to know about email and SMS, or maybe even acquisition. How does my SMS pop-up lead capture do versus going on other channels? And so we have to integrate with all your marketing platforms, give you all of that data. So there's a variety of different connections that have to happen as you're integrating this data, being able to go and combine it with other data. That's really the key of what's helping drive analytics and make you a smarter, better individual.
Love it. So let's talk about some of the metrics that are available inside Dacity. Are you able to share kind of out of the box what's instantly available just for those that maybe are on the early stage of their journey where they understand some of the main KPIs, but I'm just curious to see what comes out of the box and then how does the platform expand as the needs expand of the merchant?
So we have two products. One is our growth product, which you'll go and find in the Shopify store. And then we have our pro product that gives you that kind of flexibility like Shopify with some extensibility. But in both, I'll kind of talk a little bit about both. And so, and the different roles within an organization. So if you're in the marketing role, what's really important is you want to know things around what's my cost per order, what's my cost per acquisition, my return on ad spend by vendor and channel. And so what we're going to do is let you see what those are, both on a vendor reported basis, but also different views of attribution, because ultimately there is no tool out there that can tell you exactly what that cost per order is and how to spend your dollars. Mm-hmm. Every company is unique in the way that they think about marketing. And so the key is to give you the information and the insight so you can make the best decision. If you're maybe the head of growth, you know, you're thinking about financial performance and customer lifetime value. And so you want to know some of those key metrics around things like traffic, orders, sales, conversion, average order value, units per order. And then you want to be able to think about your customer lifetime value across a whole variety of different cohorts. Is it by the products they purchased? Is it by the channel that they came in? You're trying to think about, how do I maximize that customer lifetime value based upon what that customer does? And then we start getting into, you start thinking about these, I'd say, roles in an organization that are often kind of somewhat ignored, but actually really important. So if you're a merchandiser or a planner, and your smaller merchants may not have these, but you have to think about things, but these are the individuals that are thinking about Do I have enough inventory? How quickly am I turning my inventory? Am I going to run out of inventory? And then they need to go talk to their, maybe their site optimization or somebody who's working on the website and say, I need you to promote this product because we have too much inventory, or come up with some sort of deal. Right. Or maybe I need you to take it off the website because in 2 weeks we're not going to have anything.
Yeah.
And those are things that are often forgot about, but really, really key to a company. And we see that as merchants grow. It's like they sometimes run into these challenges around, oh, wow, we're sold out. That's the worst thing you can do for a customer. And so having the ability to kind of do analytics around that. Mm-hmm. And then you start thinking about sort of the customer experience side. So we often think about things like operations and returns as, yeah, somebody go and do that, you know, just go sort of take care of it and make sure it happens. But when you think about it from a customer perspective, as consumers, some of us love Amazon because they deliver really quickly. Well, if you don't do that as a merchant on Shopify, think about your time to fulfill, time to deliver. That's the customer experience. We know what people think about and what their expectation is. And so you need to be able to monitor those metrics. Should you use USPS or Canada Post or FedEx or UPS? It may differ depending upon where you are, and they have different sort of benefits. And so the ability kind of combine that, all those different pieces, and pit them together. Those are all integral parts of how you run a company. And so we think of ourselves as, how do we help all those individuals make better decisions so that you can actually have a better company that's going to meet the customer expectation, mm-hmm. which is going to really help you grow.
It's interesting here because I'm thinking my next question I was going to ask was more around a customer data platform. I guess my first thought was, okay, great. You're importing all of this data and creating a single source of truth inside the Dasity platform. That kind of in essence is what's, I guess, been touted in the marketplace as being a customer data platform, a source of truth. But it seems that your platform actually goes significantly beyond that, because you're talking here about people in different areas in an organization, being at marketing, you mentioned growth and merchandising and other different things. It's like, so people have different needs with that data, and more of it just sitting in a bunch of SQL tables and maybe visualized through another third-party tool really sometimes isn't that helpful. I just think about running a mode report and just how complicated it can be just to try to get something of measurable information out of it, versus I believe that Dasity goes about it a little bit differently.
Yes. So I'll just say on the CDP side, you know, CDPs are great for one particular function. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody should use them if they want. But that function is really around, how do you do segmentation and push it out to all your marketing platforms?
Right.
And so the key, though, is understanding that that is a marketing tool and generally only cares about your customer data and your order data and your marketing data. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a brand, I have to also, when I want to think about how do I want to market to individuals, I should also be thinking about profitability. And I should be thinking about, as we were talking just a second ago, about sort of inventory. And so that's the gaps that these CDPs have, is they don't care about what did it cost you to acquire that customer? What did it cost you from a, what is the cost of the SKU? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go and promote that high gross margin product or that low gross margin product? Right. And so what a platform like Dasity does, it takes in all that additional information. So that allows us to understand things like, at the customer level, what is the profitability of that customer? If I was to go create a marketing program, do I have enough inventory to support that? And so that's really kind of the difference between what I like to think of us as a data analytics platform versus a CDP. And so we offer the ability to take some of those segments and pull them out of our tool. And I'm really excited about some of the stuff that we're building out around enhanced CDP type functionality, where we're going to allow you to push that directly in. And so that's really kind of how I think about us, as we're better than a CDP.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'll give kudos to the fact that as of late, I believe you've just been certified through, I guess, the Certified App Partners program. And an interesting challenge to get up to that level, because you have to add a lot of security, and there's some privacy things, and speed, and the scalability, and the reliability. There's lots of things that go along with being approved in the Plus Certified App Partners program. And so I'd like to, number one, congratulate you on that. I think that just shows you and the team how really are focused on wanting to help Shopify brands.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. You know, it's great to be part of that certified app program. We worked really hard to be able to do that. But as I think about the path that many merchants are on, you know, we all start as small entrepreneurs with a goal of becoming a Plus merchant and being one of these larger brands. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we built our product. And I'll say, actually, it's really more platform. As I think about the Dasity platform, we're building our platform to really handle brands in any stage and help you in any stage of your life cycle. Okay. So we started off with our pro product that's really geared towards that Plus merchant. And that's because we built it with the same concept that Shopify is built on, and this concept of extensibility, where my tech stack might be slightly different, or maybe the way I think about a certain thing is slightly different. So I might have recharge, and I always make my first subscription order a free order. And so I need to kind of think about how I want to look at lifetime value based upon something like that. Then we've recently launched our growth product in the Shopify App Store, and that's really geared towards these more emerging brands. It's lower cost. It gives you great out-of-the-box functionality to answer many of the questions that I talked about before. Mm-hmm. And it's for a brand that's growing quickly, that's doing well, but maybe hasn't gone and created and bought an ERP system, some sort of thing that's like really complicated where you have to invest tons of money. And so what's great about us is I can be that smaller brand on that growth product and easily transition to our pro product because the underlying technology is all the same. And now you get that extension of sort of customization, extensibility. It's kind of like being on the different levels of Shopify. When you go from Shopify basic to advanced, you get new features. As you go from advanced to plus, you gain new features. And so that's exactly, we've taken that exact same concept and built that into our platform. So as you grow as a merchant, we can unlock additional capability for you from an analytics perspective.
That's fantastic. So there's been a really hot topic right now. I mean, I guess fueled from Google, Apple, Microsoft, and it really is about, and you touched on it a little bit about attribution. I have these conversations a lot with brands about GDPR, this CCPA, this California Privacy Protection, cookie-less world you kind of see in the headlines, or zero party or first party data and stuff like that. Are you able to maybe just talk? I mean, I know there probably could be a whole entire podcast talking about what's the world going to look like in 2022 when there's like no cookies available anywhere, no session tracking, and how do we attribute, you know, how's their attribution going to work now from a marketing perspective? So I just would love to hear maybe a 5-minute snippet from you now about how you believe the landscape is today and where that's kind of going into the future. And then can brands do anything about that today?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. For me, you know, I think about attribution. You can't rely on a single technology to give you the answer. And that's really because there is no platform that has access to everything. So you can go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on some of these attribution tools, and they will tell you, we're the only partner that has access to Facebook data. But at the same time, they're not going to have access to maybe something like TV if you happen to be large enough where you're doing TV. And so there is no one size fits all. For me, it's kind of an evolution of where are you in your life cycle? How much resource can you apply to it? And how complex do you want to be? So if you're at the low end merchant, just start off by using something like LastClick. Make a choice, first click or last click, use Google, make sure you have it set up correctly. Right. As you start to become more advanced, maybe you start thinking about having different lenses. And that's really key for me is always look at your vendor, but recognize that your vendor is not going to be right and they are self-serving. Facebook is going to tell you a number for either your cost per order or ROAS that makes you want to go spend more money there.
Yes. Yeah,
so absolutely. You have to, you as a user have to compare that to whatever you choose on the other end. Then I really start thinking about, hey, I'm a merchant and I'm going to start doing promotional codes. One of the biggest mistakes that I see is people offering promo codes across every channel and using the exact same promo code. Tailor it to your channel. If you're going to do, say, something on an SMS, call it SMS 20. Do something along those lines, because what we've actually done is built the ability in our tool where you can enter in those codes and assign them to a channel. And we'll give you a perspective of, here's what this platform said. Oh, and by the way, the user entered this information and they actually told you what their channel that they came through. Two other points. One would be, go ask the consumers. There are lots of great tools out there, some of them in the Shopify App Store that allow you to have pop-up post-checkout surveys. Absolutely, highly recommend them. There's nothing better than asking somebody, how did you hear about us? Right. And it's amazing what percentage of people will fill out that information. And when you're thinking about social, that is probably the best way of understanding. If you're spending money on influencers, that is one of the best ways of figuring out who can I attribute or think about attributing part of that order back to that social channel. Because most people don't click through. Most people don't click on the link from the social. They go and then they come in through some other channel. And then as you do get bigger, that's when you want to start thinking about some of these attribution tools, some of these attribution platforms that are out there. And there's a number of them and they're really good. And we do integrate with some of them because they do provide a great service. Just recognize their work to set up. And so you have to make a commitment that you're going to utilize it to actually benefit from it.
I totally agree with you on the post-purchase follow-up. I think it really helps make sure and almost validate where you believe your ad spend is and as it relates to conversions, because you'd be really surprised. I mean, Facebook is notorious for giving certainly last click attribution for sure, but just somewhat nudging every single transaction is all because of Facebook. And sometimes it turns out if you run, like there's one founder I interviewed, a few months back called Enquire. I think you can go to enquirelabs.com, and they're in the App Store. But it's interesting because they, really ask one or two questions. You know, how did you hear about us? I think that's important. And then there's a drop down with some, potential options that you can put in there, some that they recommend. And if they're not applicable to you, not a problem. And you can add a few others. And then, then there's also like maybe a second follow-up question. If you say, oh, I heard him on a podcast. Oh, what podcast did you hear him on? Because I think you'd just be really surprised to see what maybe the attribution is saying belongs to the transaction. But we know that people are coming in all different parts of the journey. But what's the combination of things that have made the customer convert?
Matt is great over at Enquire. When you think about the data that you can use, his data, and we're working on getting his data into our product, perfect. You start thinking about mapping, what did the customer tell me? And what did Google Analytics tell me? Or what did my yes. vendor tell me? And now right. you start, you can really start to triangulate. How are my users engaging? And really start enhance your marketing strategy. And that's what's really cool about having all this information in one place.
Right. 100%. Love it. So let's talk about the different types of Shopify entrepreneurs, because there is a lot of them. There's like over a million on the Shopify core plan and 7,000 or more on Shopify Plus. If you were to give some advice, let's talk about the early stage people first. What sort of advice would you give them today?
So let's talk about the ones that are just starting up on that core and maybe launched their store just a couple of weeks ago, a couple of mm-hmm. months ago.
Right.
The number one problem that I see with, especially in our growth product where we combine a lot of this data, is people have not set up their Google Analytics properly. Mm. And it's unfortunate because if you don't set it up right at the start, you can never go back and correct that data. And so there's two things that you really need to think about in terms of Google Analytics. One is go find out what e-commerce analytics means and go turn it on. That yes. allows Google Analytics to yep. track all of your orders. The second piece is there's something called default channel grouping. You have to remember that Google Analytics was not built for you. It was not built for e-commerce. And so when you think about the default channel grouping, it's going to take stuff like Facebook and put it into social because that's what it knows. Mm-hmm. However, most of us in the e-commerce world, when we're thinking about Facebook, we're thinking about how do we spend marketing dollars on Facebook. And so what happens is that all of that traffic and all of those orders end up in the wrong place. It's taking our organic and our paid and putting them together. And so you've now lost the visibility of really understanding how it's performing. First and foremost, the number one piece of advice that I have for anybody that just got started on Shopify, you are going to use Google Analytics. It's a great tool for when you're just starting out. Just make sure it's set up correctly.
I also will put in a couple links of a few partners. If those listening today that are in that early stage, you know, would highly recommend that you, you know, get that set up correctly, probably with Google Tag Manager, and put that and other scripts into a container that's housed on Google. I think there's a lot of speed reasons than just the regular JavaScript copy and paste as a script on your website. I think having a container on Google's cloud would make a lot more sense to me. But I'll put a couple links to a couple partners that could certainly help and or help validate the fact that, you know, you have your e-commerce tracking turned on in analytics and then things are just synced and working correctly. You're totally on the money there as far as get it set up today correctly. And if it's not set up today correctly, then let's get it now and let's flag it as being from this point forward. This is when it is 100% verified as being correct. And then that gives you a little bit more confidence in your data.
Very true. And actually, knowing that this is something that many merchants don't do, we've built our product so it can retroactively fix, just in our view, that historical data.
Perfect.
Which is really interesting. As we're talking about that small sort of just starting merchant, I want to talk a little bit about as you're starting to scale, you're starting to kind of get the feel for it and you're starting to go and business is doing well. And I think one of the keys that I would really advise a business owner at this point, a founder who is really making this a full go, their full-time job, is go figure out what your KPIs are. And for those of you that don't know, KPI means key performance indicator. And look at them every morning because you're going to get a gut feel for how your business is doing. I know most of us probably haven't been on a plane that long here as we're recording in mid-September of 2020. But if you remember back getting on a plane and looking in the cockpit, there are all these crazy dials and everything all over the place.
Yeah.
And yes, the reality of running your business is it probably feels like that. But what you probably don't know is that a pilot only looks at six dials to see if everything is going correctly.
Right.
And if all of those dials are within the range that you expect, you're flying at a certain speed, you're at a certain altitude, then they kind of move on. And that's what you need to do as an entrepreneur, as a founder that's on Shopify. Figure out what those key metrics are. I have my take on what those are. I think of them as traffic, conversion, orders, average order value, units per order, and cost per order. Right. If all of those are in a reasonable range, then I'm done for the day. I'm going to go think about how I'm building my business. But if they're not, then I need to go investigate because something happened. Do I have bad traffic coming in? Am I out of inventory somewhere? And that's where you kind of need to dig in. And so that's kind of the key, is that it's going to help you a lot operationally, is you're going to get this gut feel for when are things great and when are things off, when you understand that part of your business by looking at these KPIs every day.
Yeah, I love that. I bring that up with brands that I manage too. And I talk about having like five steps, getting some KPIs. And we're talking early stage here right now, but the sooner you take this 5 or 10 minutes a morning, starting with a strategy is number one, like what KPIs are important to your business and identify ways that you can measure progress for that goal. That's kind of getting the numbers together on being specific. You know, there's a lot of factors and, you know, the idea is what specifically are you happy with today and how much can you move the needle on that? You know, the other one is defining an action. They need to be actionable. So if it's average order value or if it's conversion rate or more traffic, then there's certain strategies and tactics that go along with that KPI, especially by vertical too. And then the last one is just keep improving. You know, start with a strategy, align your numbers, get specific, define your actions, and then finally keep improving. You know, if you want to implement these KPIs, definitely through your tool, you can track them and you can improve on them to help grow your business all with like 5 or 10 minutes a day of having them available. So what about those listening today that would be considered in the mid-market? Now they would have a small team. They're definitely eager to grow and scale. From your vantage point, they're likely on Shopify Plus too. what sort of things do you believe that these mid-market brands should be working on?
Yeah, I think there's two things that are really important for mid-market brands. So first, I'm going to go back to one of your earlier podcasts where you were talking to one of the email service providers, and he talked about how much people forget retention marketing and how important that is.
Right.
And that's something that, having been in that world, is really, really important. I would absolutely second kind of his note on that. One of the things that I think is really important is when you're tracking your source of your orders for new and repeat customers, make sure that you understand where they're coming from. Because if the bulk of your repeat orders are not coming from sort of these free low-cost channels like email, like SMS, like direct, because they are familiar with your brand, then you're not doing a good job in retention marketing, and you're probably spending acquisition dollars to go get a customer that you already own. And that is a huge killer for any business where you're trying to grow and be really efficient around how you're using their marketing dollars. So that's the first piece, is you got to start thinking about that. And you can't start thinking about that too early and monitoring it too early. I see that as often a mistake for brands. The second piece that's kind of really aligned to that, and we talked about this in terms of the attribution, is really understanding that cost per order and return on ad spend and thinking about that comparison. I'm going to have different lenses so that I understand what my marketing platform is telling me versus what this other method is telling me. Because no matter what marketing channel you're using, you're going to need to know and make a decision around, is this top of funnel type marketing or bottom of funnel marketing? Mm-hmm. And so making sure that I understand which version of the cost per order or return on ad spend is more the real result. And so I can make a decision appropriately to go and reinforce and spend money in that marketing channel.
So let's talk about the future for Dacity. Are you able to share any North Star highlights? I mean, we're just, I guess, in Q4 now of 2020, and just love to hear any partner alignment or any new innovation. I guess at the end of the day, I mean, I see a list of all your connections that you have right now, and then now being a Plus certified app partner. Just, it's always nice to understand kind of where the product is headed into the future.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited about a variety of different areas that we're going after. So first is, we are going to continue focusing on making sure that there are a number of data sources that we support, whether it's more on the marketing platforms where we can go pull all that data, or other certified app partners where we can go and ingest their data and link it into the data model. And so every month we're announcing new integrations that we're releasing. So I'm super excited about that piece, because as this ecosystem is so rich, and we like to think about it as we can make it richer by enabling us to connect to all those certified app partners and making sure you have access to all that data in one place. The second piece is really expanding what we call our audience product. And so that's something that a number of our merchants that are using with Klaviyo, actually, where we're pushing in data that Klaviyo does not have access to, that is enabling richer segmentation. So we have a beauty brand that asks a post-purchase survey question about your skin type. And based upon your skin type, they can go and segment the type of marketing material that is tailored to your skin type. And so we enable them by taking all that data and pushing it into Klaviyo to let them better segment that data. And so we're really excited about our ability to expand that product, not only for Klaviyo, but a bunch of other partners that are out there in the ecosystem that will want that data that allow you to be more sophisticated in your marketing. So really excited about that. And just then, just general kind of innovation. So one of the things that we found interesting is, across all of our merchants, we've actually found that there are customers that come in with different email addresses, but are the same person in Shopify. So we found that about 5% of customers are actually duplicates. And so you think about what impact that has. So that means your LTV is lower than what it really should be, and your repurchase rates are a little bit lower than you should be. Maybe if you're one of these founders that's trying to get investment capital, those are two things that your investors care a lot about. And so we're rolling out tools and functionality that's going to do that householding for you and help you identify these two people are really the same. So I'm super excited about that, because I know that for some of our brands, you know, that play in that investment world, there are metrics that are really important. So being able to give them a true picture of what's going on is super helpful to them.
I wondered about lifecycle marketing. I haven't had a chance to check inside the Dacity platform. I tend to bring up this topic quite a bit with the brands that I manage, putting buyer segments into almost like a purchasing life cycle. And, you know, and you can kind of go through these cycles of, you know, active or at-risk customers. This is using Shopify's, like, let's say, first-party data, your actual sales data. It's almost like there's some kind of research being done or some statistical relevance is saying that, hey, you know, here's, you know, maybe this week, you know, here's the number of people that have signed up. They have accounts, they haven't bought anything yet, or they bought one time, or they bought two times or three times, and just understanding the life cycle of, well, how do we market specifically to certain people that bought one time, but are at risk of not buying again? Because typically maybe the certain customers have bought two times, they usually buy within a certain period of time, but they've only bought once now. So they're getting into the at-risk category, or they're in the churned bucket now where they only bought once. And I guess you can appreciate that you really do want to market, segment and market to these people. And I know that Klaviyo as a core product doesn't necessarily completely understand like the life cycle grid and could put statistical relevance among, you know, the days of at risk and churn. Just wondered how Dacity is thinking about just life cycle marketing in general.
It's something that is a little not quite understood enough by merchants.
That's true.
And it's interesting. Yeah. So I'm going to age myself a little bit. I was around when direct mail was really big.
And
direct mail has had a bit of a resurgence. And one of the core philosophies of direct mail was you used this thing called RFM, recency, frequency, and monetary to go and segment your customers. Right. And it's really intended to be, when was the last time you purchased? How frequently have you purchased? And how much on average have you spent? Right. And it's a great predictor of whether you're going to buy again. And so we built that natively into our product and give you the ability to segment because it is hugely important. That is a value away because it is exactly as you said, lifecycle marketing. If I have a customer that recently purchased, I should treat them differently than somebody who hasn't purchased in a year. Mm-hmm. And there's a very big difference between somebody who recently purchased and purchased once versus somebody who hasn't purchased in over a year and purchased a whole bunch. That's the, I missed you, why did you break up with me kind of individual that you want to kind of re-engage that you still have the hots for. And so that's really important from a life cycle perspective is thinking about that recency, frequency, monetary. Maybe you have your own custom way, but really thinking about that and employing that and being able to push that into your marketing platforms is really, really important.
The amount of revenue that you drive through your company is cheaper to, you know, market to and sell to existing customers than acquire new customers. So nothing seems better to me than understanding who your loyal customers are in a segment, active loyals, and then rewarding them, you know, with either early access to new product launches or special promotional things, hidden. I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do to maintain those active brand ambassadors, these loyalists for your brand. I also could see the benefits now that we're talking is that imagine creating a lookalike audience in Facebook or Instagram based on your loyals. If Dacity is going to put these customers in a certain bucket to saying these are your active, loyal customers in this segment, let's go out and find others very similar to that and sync that off out to Facebook. I mean, that seems very powerful to me.
Absolutely. And when you start thinking about being able to couple that to say, you know, go back to this skincare product brand where I can pick that active loyal customer based upon this type of skincare product versus a different skincare product. Now you can be hyper focused and maybe you're willing to pay more on that acquisition because you're hyper targeted, but you know that your conversion rate is going to be much higher.
So Dan, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
For all of you merchants out there, I just want to tell you, data doesn't have to be difficult. And I know how hard it is to run a business.
Yeah.
Running a business is hard enough. So don't go let yourself be buried in spreadsheets. You know, what's really important is you want to be data-driven. You need to have access to that data and to the insights because that's going to help you make good decisions about your business and how you kind of work with those customers. just go find a way. Start by doing it in spreadsheets. Start, you know, with simple tools. And as you grow, look at using somebody like Dassey. Use us at Dassey because we're going to make your life better. We're going to help you make better decisions. We're going to help you really expand your business. I'm really excited about our mission because I feel that we are very much in line with Shopify around this concept of how do we make commerce better for everybody? Mm-hmm. How do we make it possible for you as an entrepreneur to really be successful? And for me, with my sort of background, it was always around having access to data, tools, so that I could make better decisions to help the company grow.
So how can people learn more about the Dassey platform, demos or any trials and things? We just would love for you to share some opportunity here.
Yeah, absolutely. So come check us out at Dassey.com. That's Dassity.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn as well. We put up a lot of helpful hints around how do you understand metrics, blog series, just everything we want to do is educate people around analytics, especially in this D2C space. And then come check us out on our website. As I said, there'll be a contact us page. Just mention e-commerce Fastlane. We're going to give great promos with discounts around engaging with our team to help you reduce costs for onboarding with our direct consumer specialists. And if you go install the Shopify app, it's a 15-day trial. We're happy and we're excited to help everybody grow as a Shopify merchant.
Yeah, and I think it's great timing right now, being pre-BFCM right now, just kind of getting into the busy holiday season. So I think this is a great opportunity right now. Feel that you're not actioning your data. Number one is make sure your Google Analytics is set up correctly. So check out the show notes for a couple links to a few partners and a few ways of testing. And in fact, that e-commerce tracking is turned on and things are firing correctly, hopefully in a Google Tag Manager. Let's get that organized. And then I think getting Dassey installed and taking Dan and his team up on his offer for this 15-day free trial, at least will sync all the channels that are important to you right now. It'll get you start thinking about KPIs. Like you said, in 10, 15 minutes a day, 5, 10 minutes a day, it makes sense to see that and seeing what the platform can actually show you as a brand. I think it's a really great starting point. And then for those that, you know, mature up through the platform, appreciate you offering some opportunities here for, you know, some, I guess, listener-only discounts and things. And so that can be discussed directly once you get the app installed and start communicating with your team. Dan, as you know, like the mission, and you mentioned it already, but, you know, Shopify really does want to make commerce better for everyone. And it seems clear both you and the Dassey team really are in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands to, you know, improve efficiencies and definitely grow revenue and lifetime customer loyalty. And I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show today, you know, sharing your vision and your knowledge. It's just, it's amazing you're able to give back the Shopify ecosystem. And I really appreciate our chat today.
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. If you're a Shopify partner, join leading agencies like The Tap Room, Milk Bottle Labs, BVA, and more in the Rewind Agency Partner Program. You can earn up to $1,000 for recommending Rewind to your clients. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a merchant, feel confident and enjoy peace of mind that your store is always safe with automatic backups by Rewind. Learn more by looking up Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. And make sure you mention e-commerce Fastlane podcast and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.